Conference still going on, and manager Casey single now. Turns to walk away. The umpire tonight, Tony Vinson, is at the plate. Paul Pryor is at first. Augie Donatelli is at second. And Frank Sicori is at third. And right now, the New York Mets are taking the field. Al Jackson has left the dugout and is on his way to the mound. For Jackson, tonight he is making his 32nd start of this season and his 35th appearance. This is his first full season in the major leagues. He was up with the Pittsburgh Pirates last year at the end of the season. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Jackson turns to get the dirt smoothed out there, dig in a little bit in front of the rubber. Say, fans, did you ever feel you were having a curve thrown at you by your cigarette? That brand you were smoking that tasted okay when you first smoked it, has it ever pulled a change up and begun to taste hot and dry? When that happens, it's time you made a change, a real change. It's time you came up to cool. Tell you something that a lot of smokers have found out. Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough till you come up to cool. Know why? It's because Cool's menthol magic actually brightens taste. It's refreshing all day through. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat all day long. Extra coolness no other cigarette can give you. Take it from me, I know. Fans, now's the time to come all the way up to cool. Right now, signal the man with the cigarette tray. Get Cool Filter Kings or Cool Without Filter. Feel that extra coolness in your throat. Now ready to step into the batter's box is shortstop Bob Lillis to lead off for the Houston Colt 45s. Lillis has a season's batting average of 248, one home run and 29 runs batted in. One time in his career with the Dodgers, then with the St. Louis Cardinals. Lillis has moved in and taken over the shortstop position for the Colt 45s. They began the season with Don Button there. Al Jackson into the windup, and here's the pitch. It is in there for a call, strike one. Again, Jackson is set to work the pitch. It's swung out, and there's a pop in the short center. Coming over is Hickman, and Christopher's there, and Hickman makes the catch with Christopher coming right in front of him. And Bob Lillis has popped out to short center field. There's one away, and coming up is Joey Amalfitano, the second baseman. When the lineup was posted initially tonight, Johnny Temple was in the lineup at second base and batting second. However, in the Milwaukee series, Temple collided with catcher Joe Torre and had a knee sort of stove up a little bit, so Harry Kraft sent him up there tonight in batting practice, had him work out, and then decided he would not play him and inserted Joey Amalfitano. Here's the pitch in there for a called strike to Joey Amalfitano. He came to the major leagues as a bonus player with the New York Giants when they were based here at the Polo Grounds in New York. He's a right-hand batter. Al Jackson with the pitch. It's low for ball. Malfitano's hitting 232. He has one home run, 23 runs batted in. He is the second baseman that the Colt 45 started the season with. Again, Jackson set to work, and it's a 1-1 pitch. Swung on, line down the right field line. This is one hop to the wall, and Christopher comes up with it, relays it in, and holding at second base is Joey Amalfitano. With a double right down the right field line, one short hop to the wall. So the Colt 45s have an extra base hit, putting Amalfitano on second, and Jim Fenelon, the left fielder, is coming up. He's a big right-hand batter, hitting 244. Fenelon has 8 home runs and 35 runs batted in. Now Fatano leads off the bag at second base. As Jackson looks in for his sign, has it. Now he's up and into the set position. And the pitch. Fastball inside for ball one. The Mets have Marv Thornberry at first, Sammy Drake at second, Elio Chacon at short, and Felix Mantilla at third. Frank Thomas in left, Jim Hickman in center, Joe Christopher in right. Choo-Choo Coleman catching, Al Jackson pitching. Charlie Neal is scheduled to have his right hand operated on tomorrow. He has been suffering from tendonitis for quite a while. That pitch is high for ball. It's 2-0. Big Jim Fiddleton with the bat cocked, and here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung out and missed. He took a rip. It's 2-1. Fiddleton has been used at first base at times during this season by manager Harry Kraft. Incidentally, Cod Deal is coaching at first base tonight, and Lum Harris is around at third. Cod Deal is the pitching coach. Here's a swing and a ground ball over the bag at third. Fielded back in by Mantilla. Throws on to first in time. Has a throw back to third. And moving on safely is Joey Amalfitano to third base. Pulls up there with two men out now. As Fenelon grounded out from Felix Mantilla to Marv Thornberry. That was a ground smash right across the bag. But Mantilla got over to backhand it and make the play on. But on the long throw, the minute he cut it loose, Joey Amalfitano moved from second to third. Throw back was not in time, and here's the first baseman and left-hand batter, Norm Larker, coming up. Larker's hitting 263 with 8 home runs and 53 runs batted in. Colt 45 started the season with Larker at first base, and he's been in there most of the time. Pitch is low and away at the ball one. Start of the season, they had Larker at first, and Malfitano at second, and Budden at short, and Aspromonte at third. One ball and no strikes to Norm Larker with two men out and the base runner at third in the top half of the first inning of the first game of a twilight doubleheader. Jackson takes a moment again to smooth out the dirt there off to the side of the rubber. He's working with a windup, runner on third, two men out. This pitch is swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Larker cutting on a high pitch. Larker, of course, was an expansion draft selection of the Colt 45s off the roster of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Jackson works the 1-1 pitch. Well, hits in the dirt, and it's short out by Choo-Choo Coleman. Two balls and one strike. The Dodgers lost two first basemen in the expansion draft. Gil Hodges was selected by the Mets, and Norm Larker was selected for the Colt 45. So the Dodgers, in turn, install Ron Fairley at first base, where he has become a very classy first baseman. There's a high chopper foul right on the plate and off to the right side. Jackson off that mound like a cat over there in foul territory. He can feel the position as well as any of them. 2-2 the count now to Norm Larker. Going back to the bag at third is Joey Amalfitano. Jackson now looking in for his sign. Starts the windup for the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. The count holds it 2-2. '60, when Dick Groat won the batting championship of the National League with an average of .325. Larker battling right down to the last day of the season. Larker hit .323 that year. knocks him down, and it's 3-2. Adam Duckin, he hits the deck on that one. Full count with Carl Warwick on deck. And the payoff pitch. Swung on. It's a ground ball to second base. Taken by Drake, and he plays it on to Thronberry. And time on the side is retired. Archer grounding out second to first, and in the top half of the first inning, the Colt 45's got no runs on one hit. The double by Malfitano. No errors and one left as the Malfitano died at third. And at the end of one half inning of play, the score is the Houston Colt 45's nothing, and the New York Mets coming up nothing. Well, you've heard that gag about a one-game winning streak, but say, you fans who are smokers, did you ever find you were having a one-puff winning streak with your cigarettes? That brand you've been smoking ever begin to taste hot and dry after the first puff? When things are going that way, folks, it's time you made a switch. It's time you changed to Cool. Fact is, your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking Cool. That's because Cool's menthol magic actually brightens taste. It's refreshing all day through. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat all day long. Extra coolness other cigarettes simply can't give you because they just don't have that menthol magic Cool's got. So get out of that smoking slump. Come up, all the way up to Cool. Get Cool Filter Kings with the pure white filter or Cool without filter. Now on with the game. The makers of Cool are happy to be a part in bringing you these games all season long. And they especially hope that you're enjoying this one. Up to lead off for the New York Mets is the shortstop, Elio Chacon. Elio has a season's batting average of 241. He has two home runs and 25 runs batted in. He has drawn 63 walks this season. Ken Johnson getting set to deliver and hung his strike there and almost fell off the mound. So he smoothed the dirt out a little bit. Johnson has won 6 games in the last 15 thus far this season. Now starts to wind up, and the pitch to Elio is in there for a called strike. Johnson's a big fellow. He's 6 feet 4 inches tall, and he weighs 210 pounds. Impressive figure out there on the mound. Again, he starts the big motion, and the pitch is a breaking ball outside. It's 1-1. Last year, Ken Johnson finished the season with the National League winning Cincinnati Reds. He was 6-2 with the Reds, provided some very timely victories for them. With Kansas City earlier last season, he won 9 and lost 4. That pitch is in there for a called strike as Elio Chacon bluffs the bunt. It's 1-2. Ken Johnson is making his third start against the Mets. He's won 1 and lost 1. On June 12th, he beat the Mets 3-2. He went all the way to get a 9-inning victory. It's a swing and a slice foul into the lower deck and out of play. It's holding at 1-2. In that game on June 12th, Ken Johnson struck out 9. June 23rd, he was knocked out in the third inning after allowing 6 hits and 7 runs. His last outing was his best of the year. He lost a 1-0 heartbreaker to the Dodgers last Wednesday, allowing just 3 hits. Breaking ball fouled off just a little piece of it off the end of the bat of Chacon, and the count holds at 1-2. Ken asked, or rather Bob asked for money at third base. Has quite a string of errorless games going. The breaking ball belted into left field. Coming on fast is Pendleton, and he one-hands it for the out. Jim Pendleton coming in, taking it right at the knees, bending over with the gloved hand to snare it, and Chacon is lined out. One away, and that'll bring up left-hand batter and catcher Choo Choo Coleman. Coleman's hitting 256. He has 6 home runs, 16 runs batted in. Bob Bastamani at third has now played in 54 consecutive games without an error, but he must wait until the suspended game of September 7th is completed here on Thursday before it can be known if he has set the National League record of consecutive errorless games. Swing and a miss, strike one. Stan Hack played in 54 errorless games at third in 1942, and that has been the National League record. That pitch is high and away. It's 1-1. If Aspermani should make an error in the final stages of the suspended game, his consecutive string would be only 50. If he does not make an error, he will have 55 straight, plus whatever he's able to accomplish before Thursday. Swinging a high pop foul off the line at third. Aspermani gives chase and gives up as the ball hits in the lower deck out of play. 1-2 to choo-choo. Of course, there was a great deal of controversy and will be a great deal of controversy about Aspermani's record due to the fact that in the series played recently in Houston between the Mets and the Colt 45s, Jim Hickman hit a ground ball down to third. It was scored originally as a hit, as an error, and then was changed to a hit. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three, struck him out. First strikeout for Ken Johnson, not a changeup. He took a lot off of that and had choo-choo way out in front. Two men out, nobody out, and Felix Mancia is coming up. Mets third baseman is hitting 279 with 11 home runs and 58 runs batted in. He's a right-hand batter. Ken Johnson with the pitch, and it's low for ball one. Marv Thornberry now on deck for the Mets. The pitch swung on, a comebacker knocked down by Ken Johnson. Picks it up, throws on to first in time to retire the side. Mantilla has grounded out. Pitch it to first. In the bottom half of the first inning, the Mets are out with no runs on, no hits, no errors, and none left. And at the end of one full inning of play, the score is Houston Colt 45's nothing and the New York Mets nothing. Well, this is the first game of a twilight doubleheader. There'll be lots of baseball yet to come here at the Polo Grounds, so come on out. Plenty of good seats available here at the Polo Grounds for tonight's twilight doubleheader. Now tomorrow, starting at 6 p.m., another twilight doubleheader between these same two teams, the Mets and the Colt 45s. And Thursday afternoon, starting at 1:30 p.m., instead of the regular afternoon single game starting time of 2, it'll be 1:30 on Thursday when the Mets will play to conclusion the suspended game of a week ago Sunday, which ended after 8 innings because of a prearranged curfew. The score was tied 7-7. So they'll play that one to conclusion and then play the regularly scheduled afternoon game of Thursday. So there'll be lots of baseball at the Polo Grounds this week, and this will be the final week. It's a fact, smokers. Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking cool. We're moving to the top half of the second inning, and the Colt 45s will send up center fielder Carl Warwick. Carl's a right-hand batter, one of the very few in the major leagues who throws left and bats right. Usually it's the other way around. Left-hander Al Jackson works the pitch, and it's swung on and belted high down the line and left. Coming over is Frank Thomas. He is at the edge of the warning track, at the line, makes the catch in fair territory. High fly ball right down the line and left off the bat of Carl Warwick. One away. And that will bring up Bob Aspermani. Anytime a high fly ball starts down that line like that, there's danger at the Polo Grounds. Aspermani, a right-hand batter. He's hitting 266. He has 11 home runs and 56 runs batted in. He watches the pitch in there for a call, strike one. Jackson, leaning way over to get a sign, has it now. Works the windup, and the pitch is on the way. Breaking ball had missed outside, and it's 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. swung on and lined into the glove of Chacon. He made a backhand stab and he's out. Elio Chacon ranging over with a backhand stab of the line shot. Off the bat of Aspromonte. Two away and nobody on. Roman Mejias, right-hand batter coming out. Roman Mejias was the early season sensation of the Colt 45s, and he was somewhat miffed when he was not selected on the National League All-Star team. Dick Farrell was the lone representative of the Colt 45s. Right now, Mejias is hitting 287 for the season. Watch it to pitch low for ball one. He has 23 home runs, and he has 68 runs batted in. That pitch is outside for ball. Five. Three balls and no strikes out of Mejias. Two men out, nobody on base. The Colt 45 is batting in the top half of the second. That pitch is right in there for a call, strike one. It's 3-1. Mejias is waiting. 3-1 pitch on the way, swung on and fouled off. The count's full. It's 3-2. Mejias back in the batter's box now, swinging the bat. Al Jackson starts the windup for the payoff pitch. Swung on, it's a ground ball, is short. A big hop to Elio Chacon. Guns it on over to first in time. And Al Jackson gets the Colt 45s out in order here. In the top of the second, no runs on no hits, no errors, and none left. The end of an inning and a half. The score is the Colt 45s nothing, the New York Mets nothing, and now a word from Cool Cigarettes.
Are you thinking of changing to a menthol cigarette? Well, don't make a disappointing change. Make the right change. Come up to Cool. Here's why.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking Cool. You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to Cool.
Cool's menthol magic brightens taste,
refreshing all day through.
Feel extra coolness in your throat
as Cool comes through for you. You're not smoking cool, cool, cool enough till you come up to Cool.
Enjoy the extra coolness you feel in your throat when you smoke Cool. Enjoy that bright, clear taste all day long. Come up to Cool. Cool with the pure white filter or Cool without filter.
We're going now to the bottom half of the second inning, and the New York Mets will send up Marv Thornberry, the first baseman. Marv's hitting 251. He has 16 home runs and 48 runs batted in. Left-hand batter. Big Ken Johnson starts the motion, and here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. This afternoon, the Chicago Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals by a score of 4-3. Paul Toth was the winner, Harvey Bryce the loser. Here is a line drive that is going into center field for a base hit off the bat of Marv Thornberry. Carl Warwick charges, fires it back in, and Marv is on with the first hit for the Mets. Off Ken Johnson, and that will bring up Frank Thomas. Frank batting number 5 in the batting order. Has a season's batting average of 263. He has 30 home runs and 87 runs batted in. Richie Ashburn is still out of the Met lineup, still bothered with the shoulder that he injured in the recent series in Houston against the Colt 45. Sidearm pitch misses outside, and it's ball one. Colt 45's nothing, the Mets nothing here in the bottom half of the second inning. First game of a twilight doubleheader. Joe Christopher is on deck. Denver. Blow it away for a ball. 2-0, the count. Thomas waiting now as Johnson checks the runner. Pitch is low in there on a short up. Dug up by catcher Hal Smith. In that game in Chicago this afternoon, there were home runs by Carl Sawatsky and Stan Musial for the Cardinals and by Ron Santo for the winning Chicago Cubs. Dodgers are in Milwaukee tonight, a latest start. He's running, and there's a throw through, and Thornberry is out at second base. Count of 3 balls and no strikes to Frank Thomas. One away, nobody on now, and Thomas at the plate. Dolly Hemus coaching at first base. Cookie LaBeouf on at third for the New York Mets. Johnson into the windup again. Pitch is swung on and foul off. Joe Christopher's on deck for the Mets now. Thornberry was running on a 3-0 pitch that was right in there. The count now is 3 balls and 2 strikes to Frank Thomas. And he walked him. Ball 4. So Thomas gets to first with the first ball given up by Ken Johnson. One man out, and Joe Christopher's coming up. Christopher has a season batting average of 240, 5 home runs, 27 runs batted in. But in his last 11 games, he has gone 17 for 40 for a batting average of 425. Over the past month, he's hitting 338. Pitches in there for a call strike to Christopher. So he's been wrapping the baseball. Sammy Drake has moved up to the on-deck position now for the Mets. Johnson's pitch, breaking ball in there for a called strike. 2-strike count to Christopher, who is questioning the call of umpire Tony Vinson behind the plate. Norm Larker at first, holding Thomas on there. Here's a breaking ball. It's going low. And it's 1-2. Cold 45's nothing, and the Mets nothing. Thomas leads off the bag at first, and here's the pitch. Side armor, that is low. It's 2-2. Ken Johnson has won 6 games. Neither of these teams as yet has a 10-game winner. Dick Farrell has won 9 for Colt 45. Bob Bruce has won 9. Breaking ball swung on, full foul. Count holds at 2-2. Roger Craig has won 9 games for the New York Mets, and Al Jackson is pitching tonight, has won 8. Two pitch, swung on, and sliced down the right field line. Foul ball. It's out of play. The count holds at 2-2. Yeah. Now the 2-2 pitch swung on, foul back. Al Smith gives it a run, but gives up. This one's on the screen. Count holds at 2-2. Thomas takes his lead. His pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side again, out of play. Norm Larker giving a long look and deciding not to come out of this one as it hits in the lower boxes. Count holds 2-2. Joe Christopher's been fouling him off up there for the last few minutes. Sidearm pitch misses everything. Comes all the way back to the screen. Thomas moves to second. Hal Smith comes after the ball. Thomas takes a wide turn at second and holds up there. Scored as a wild pitch. Well, that's the weakness of many batters. Low and behind him. Count to Christopher now is 3-2. One man out. The Mets now have a runner in scoring position at second base. Waiting around is switch hitter Sammy Drake, who will be batting left, of course, tonight against the right-hand pitcher. Christopher waiting for a payoff pitch as Ken Johnson gets the sign from battery mate Hal Smith. Christopher's a little tired of waiting, so he backs out of the batter's box. Comes back in. Payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled off. The count holds at 3-2. In the American League this afternoon, the Detroit Tigers beat the Minnesota Twins 2-1. Jim Bunning, the winner. Jack Kralik, the loser. That was the only afternoon action in the American League. As the pitch swung out and missed strike three, he tried to check it, but brought it around far enough, according to umpire Tony Benson. The second strikeout for Ken Johnson, and with Drake coming up, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, 8:10 on your dial, where the time is 29 minutes until 7, the temperature 59 degrees.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at the Polo Ground. As second baseman Sammy Drake steps in there. He's hitting 188. He's been up only 16 times. He was at Syracuse, brought up to the Mets briefly, went to Columbus, and then came back. Pitch is high and away for ball. The 1960 season, this feller, Sammy Drake, was with the Chicago Cubs, and appeared to have the third base position just about clinched, and 2 days before the season opened, he injured a finger. Ron Santo opened at third base instead of Drake, and Santo became Rookie of the Year. Pitch is high and away. 2-0. Frank Thomas leads at second base. Here's the 2-0 pitch. It's in there for a call strike, 2-1. Colt 45s have Norm Larker at first, Joey Amalfitano at second, Bob Lillis at short, Bob Escalante at third. Jim Pendleton in left, Carl Warwick in center, Roman Mejias in right. Al Smith catching and Ken Johnson pitching. The 2-1 pitch swung on and foul back onto the screen behind the plate, out of play. It's 2-2. Drake has a wide stance to play. He was with the Mets in spring training at St. Petersburg. He waits for the 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. Breaking ball swung on and foul off the line at third. Given chase is Aspromonte. He's there, and Bob Aspromonte makes the catch. So Drake has fouled out the third base, and in the bottom half of the second, the Mets got no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. And at the end of two innings complete, the score is the Houston Colts 45 nothing and the New York Mets nothing. Well, there's a big day coming on Sunday here at the Polo Grounds. Fan Appreciation Day. And as an added feature of Fan Appreciation Day, next Sunday, when the Mets play their final home game of the season here against the Chicago Cubs, there'll be a softball game starting at 1:30 between actresses from the Broadway Show League and the WABC Good Guys. The umpires will be Hi Gardner and Gene Shepard from WOR-TV Channel 9. Others who will be on hand that day to add to the festivities will be Horace McMahon, the star of the TV series Naked City, and Bill Foster, comic and entertainer. The teams will be managed by Dick Young of the New York Daily News and Barney Kremenko of the New York Journal-American, sports writers who've been traveling with the Mets since the club was assembled in St. Petersburg last spring. So that's Fan Appreciation Day, Sunday afternoon, September 23rd, the final home game of the Mets. Coming in here right now is Ralph Kiner.
Okay, Lindsay, it's the top of the third inning. Beautiful night for baseball and plenty to come your way. If you're driving by, we have some seats here and some exciting baseball to go your way. No score on this one. It's the top of the third, and now we move along, and the first pitch by Al Jackson is hit high in the air in foul territory. Marv Thornberry moving over onto the ball waiting, and he makes the catch. So on one pitch, Al Jackson gets Hal Smith, the starting leadoff man here in the third inning. And it's out number one with the pitcher Ken Johnson coming up. Wind blowing out toward left field. Thornberry started in foul territory for that ball and then had to move quickly to his right back toward the field to come up with the ball. Smith before the out batting 229 with 11 home runs and 30 runs batted in. And now the pitcher, Ken Johnson. Ken bats on the right-hand side. And the first pitch by Al Jackson, the left-hander, is inside for ball one. Johnson has no home runs this year and two runs batted in. He's batting 0-8 all. And now Johnson, without the protective helmet, being sent back to pick one up. Time called, and Al Jackson continues to loosen up on the mound. The Mets and the Colts here at the Polo Grounds all even on the series, two wins apiece. For the season, the Mets have won 3 of 12. Still one game pending that will go in the column in the Houston home field. That's the suspended game, which will be played off before the Thursday day game at 1:30. That game will go in the ninth inning with the score tied at 7-7. Here's the next pitch to Ken Johnson as he gets in, and it's popped up high in the air. Again, it's Thornberry under the ball. This time he waits and makes a catch in fair territory. So Marv Thornberry picking up two putouts, and the batter coming on is Bob Villas, right-hand batting shortstop. Villas flied out to center field his first time up. Batting at 248 for the year, one home run and 29 runs batted in. Jackson now with 8 in a row into the windup and to the plate. And there's a ball that's lying down the right field side. A base hit by Thornberry in the corner. Joe Christopher up with the ball, throws to second base, but the throw is late. And in the second base with a double is the leadoff man, Bob Miller. Phillips now 1-for-2, and it will bring up Joe Amalfitano. That is the second hit off Al Jackson. First one picked up by Joe Amalfitano in the first inning. Both hits right down the right field corner. And both hits doubles. So two men out now. On at second base, Bob Phillips. And Al Jackson getting set to work here in the top of the third. No score in the game. Jackson on top and to the plate. And it's a curveball. It's low. Ball one. Clarence Coleman, the catcher. Marv Thornberry at first base. At second base, Sammy Drake. At shortstop, Elio Chacon. And Felix Mantee at third. Jackson with a look at second and back to the plate with a change of pace that drops over for strike one. Slow curveball by Jackson. One ball, one strike. Al has developed a fine change of pace this year. Also has learned a little bit more about pitching and getting a real good chance to work. This is his 32nd start of the year, his 35th appearance. Now the 1-1 pitch. Curveball that bounces in the dirt. Dug out by Coleman. Two balls and one strike. Jackson has a record of two wins and one loss against the Colt 45. One of the wins, a one-hitter. Base hit coming in the first inning. Picked up by Joe Malfitano, batting right here. And Joe now swings at the next pitch and flies out to right field. Coming in now waiting for the ball, Joe Christopher. He makes the catch to retire the side. So Al Jackson, giving up a double, allows no runs. There were no errors, one man left. And the score at the end of 2 1/2 innings of play. The Colt 45 is nothing. The New York Mets, nothing. Now here's one of your favorite vocalists with a bright new tune about New York's favorite beer.
Ask me, Vic Damone, what beer to buy. I'll tell you. That Rheingold Extra Dry, now that's the beer to buy. Its flavor's brisk and bright, and clearly extra dry. It's New York's favorite brew, the only one for you, because it's dry and true. That's Rheingold Extra Dry. The taste of Rheingold's bright, because it's brewed just right. Brewed long and slow for flavor, clean and extra dry. That Rheingold Extra Dry, now that's the beer to buy. It's extra dry, that's why. Have some Rheingold beer tonight. It's New York's favorite brew, the only one for you, because it's dry and true. Have a Rheingold beer tonight.
Moving now to the home half of the third. No score in the game. And coming up for the first time against Ken Johnson is Jim Hickman, right-hand batting center fielder. Jim batting 253, has 12 home runs and 42 runs batted in. And the big right-hander with his first pitch to Hickman, a changeup, it's pulled foul into the lower box seat for strike one. It'll be Hickman, Al Jackson, and Elio Chacon against Ken Johnson. Johnson has a record of 6 wins and 15 losses. He has won one and lost one against the Mets. Now the one strike pitch, and again it's foul for strike two. Hickman out in front of a knuckleball. 0-2. Johnson throws sidearm, also throws a lot of knuckleballs. He's tough when the knuckleball is controllable. All and two as Johnson goes into the windup and delivers. And it's a fastball high for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Johnson last year spent part of the year with Cincinnati and with Kansas City. He actually helped out the Cincinnati club in the pennant race. 1-2 pitch outside and low. Two balls and two strikes. He was 0-4 at Kansas City, and he won 6 and lost 2 for the Reds. He has a Major League lifetime record of 18 wins and 32 losses. And now Johnson into the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Again, it's foul. Again, pulled down the left field side. Hickman way out in front. The count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes. First game of two. In the second game, it will be left-hander Hal Woodeshek, 5-16 this year. Pitching for the Houston Colt 45. And going for the Mets, Larry Foss, who will be making his first start as a New York player. There's a check in the swing. It's popped up in the air in foul territory. Hal Smith moving over toward the right field side. Picks it up for out number one. Hickman tried to hold up, couldn't keep the bat off the ball. So with one out, Al Jackson will come to bat for the first time. Jackson batting 0-7-0. He has driven in one run. And he bats on the left-hand side. Pitch way out of the strike zone, up around the eye. Now the windup and the one strike pitch to Al Jackson. A bunt attempt, but it's foul. Ball going back of home plate. Strike two. Jackson likes to bunt. And the infield playing fairly deep on the right field side at first and second. Bob Aspermonte at third base was playing in front of the bag. Now he has moved back with two strikes. And here's the 0-2 pitch to Jackson. It's fouled back. So the count will hold it 0-2 once again. Aspermonte, incidentally, has a 54 consecutive game errorless streak going. But actually, he has to wait until the suspended game is played off before he'll know whether or not that's a major league record for third baseman. Here's the two-strike pitch again. A swing and a miss for strike three. So Ken Johnson picks up his third strikeout. And with two men out, the batter will be Elio Chacon. Elio lined out. The left field is first time up. He's batting 241, batting from the right-hand side, with two home runs and 25 runs batted in. Getting back to the errorless streak of Bob Aspermonte, he'll have to wait until the suspended game is played off. That'll be this Thursday at 1:30. And he'll have to go through that game before he can get the Major League record for errorless games at third base. Here's the first pitch to Elio Chacon. It's on the outside corner, strike one. Actually, in that suspended game, an error was charged to him on a ball hit by Jim Hickman. Now the next pitch to Chacon outside, one ball, one strike. But after the game was over, it was the consensus that the ball was not an error and it was a base hit. So they reversed the scoring and Aspermonte got off the hook on the error. Ball was hit very hard. I would say definitely that it was a base hit. Now the 1-1 pitch. Popped up in the air and foul territory, but it will go out of play. Chasing is Norm Locker, but he has no chance. So the count moves to one ball and two strikes as Chacon fouls into the stands. No score in the game. The Colt 45s have no runs on two hits. The Mets have been held to one hit by Ken Johnson. That base hit coming off the bat of Marv Thornberry in the second inning. Now the 1-2 pitch to Chacon. A swing and a miss for strike three. And Ken Johnson strikes out the second man in the inning, his fourth in the game, to retire the side. And the score at the end of three innings of play. The Colt 45s nothing. The New York Mets nothing. Well, the other day, on a day off, we got a chance to take a look at the new ballpark, and it is really going to be beautiful. And the progress has come along so nicely now that the Mets are accepting applications for season boxes and combination plan tickets. Prospective purchasers may send names and addresses to Ticket Manager, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. And application blanks will be sent them. Present subscribers need not apply, as applications will be mailed to them. Place the mail in for your box seats, season boxes, and your combination plan tickets is Ticket Manager, Polo Grounds, New York, 39, New York. The distances at the new ballpark will be about 340 down each line and about 410 feet in center field. Quite a bit different from right here where it's 475 to center field and 250 throw down the right field line, 270 down the left field line. And it's going to be quite a ballpark. You know, this is the time of year when a frosty glass of beer seems to taste best. And when that glass holds cold, refreshing Rheingold Extra Dry, oh boy, it tastes even better. That's because Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. And dry tells you why. Enjoy it, right along with the game. And we're moving along in the game at the top of the fourth. No score on the first pitch by Al Jackson to Jim Pendleton as a strike call, the fastball through. Pendleton bounced to third his first time up. He's batting 244. Right-hand batting left fielder. Jackson back to work, and the one strike pitch is lying foul down the left field line. The ball curving out of the reach of Felix Mantilla. So the count 0-2 against the right-hand batter. It'll be Jim Pendleton, Norm Larker, and Carl Warwick here in the fourth inning. The third, fourth, and fifth batters in the lineup. Jim has been tough against the Mets this year. He has really hit well. Now here's Jackson with a two-strike pitch. It's hit deep to left center field. Moving back, Thomas, also Hickman. Hickman is closer. He turns and he makes the catch. So Pendleton flies out to deep left center field for out number one here in the top of the fourth with no score. And it'll bring up Norm Larker, left-hand batting first baseman. Norm was out on the ground at second base his first time up. He's batting 263. 8 home runs and 53 runs batted in. In 1960, Norm hit 323 and was second in the National League batting race. Second to Dick Grote, who hit 325. Norm at that time playing for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And he looks at a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Now the left-hander Al Jackson into the windup, and the one-strike pitch to Larker. Slow curveball hits sharply down to first base. Taken on the first hop by Mark Thornberry. He turns, throws Al Jackson for out number two. Oh, Mark Thornberry turned a base hit and threw an out on a fine play, and that will bring up Carl Warwick. Warwick out in the air to left field his first time up. He's batting 268. 16 home runs and 61 runs batted in. Choo-Choo Coleman out to the mound to talk to Al Jackson, who so far has given up two hits, both doubles, one to Bob Lillis and one to Joe Malfitano. No score. The Mets have one base hit. And with two out, Jackson goes to work. And his first pitch to the right-hand batter is outside and low for ball one. Warwick acquired from the St. Louis Cardinals in exchange for Bobby Chan. There's a sinking fastball that moves down too low. Two balls and no strikes. Jackson back to Warwick with a fastball that is outside ball three. So Al Jackson, who has not given up a walk, is now 3-0 to Carl Warwick with two men out and Bob Aspermont in the on-deck circle. Jackson into the windup, and the 3-0 pitch is low for ball four. That moves Warwick down 90 feet to first base and brings up Bob Aspermonte. Bob lined out to the shortstop Elias Chacon his first time up, and it was a great play by Chacon to come up with the ball. He made a high jumping backhanded catch for the out. Bob batting 266 for the year, 11 home runs and 56 runs batted in. And the right-hand batter looks at a fastball that is way inside for ball one. So Jackson now with five straight balls. 1-0 to Bob Aspermonte. And the next pitch is low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The on-deck batter, Roman Mejia. Jackson into the short stretch position. A look at first base and back with a 2-0 pitch. And there is strike one. Fastball on the outside corner just above the knee. That moves the count to two balls and one strike with two men out. Scott Deal coaching at first base. Harry Kraft at third. And Jackson now over to first base to keep Warwick on it. He gets back safely. Now Jackson set on the mound. And back to the plate. A curveball swung on and missed for strike two. Choo-Choo Coleman lost the ball in the air as he started to pick it up to throw it. Reached up and pulled it out of the air. Runner holding at first base. And the count now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jim Hickman in center field, a shade toward left center. And now Jackson back to work with a fastball that's low, and the count goes full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. That'll give Warwick a chance to run at first base with 2 men out, and Mara Thornberry now moves behind him to get more defensive room. The on-deck batter is Roman Mejias. And the runner goes on the 3-2 pitch. It's hit on the ground slowly to third. Mantilla in, throws the first base in time to retire the side. Felix Mantilla played the ball slowly, but still got his man with plenty of time. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 walk, 1 man left on. And the score at the end of 3 1/2 innings of play. The Colt 45 is nothing. The New York Mets, nothing. Well, now, let me see. Prue Walt, Eileen O'Neill, Beverly Owen, Chris Noel, Carol Merrill, Loretta Russell. Wonder who will be next Miss Rheingold. Well, I can tell you this. I'm glad the choice isn't up to me. The 6 candidates for Miss Rheingold 1963 are as pretty a six-pack as I've ever seen. But who's going to win? It's all up to you. Your votes will decide who will be your Miss Rheingold 1963. And there is just one way to make sure your favorite will be your next Miss Rheingold. Vote. The familiar Miss Rheingold ballot boxes are up in the 45,000 stores and taverns all over town that sell beer as beer should taste, Rheingold Extra Dry. So next time you're ordering New York's favorite beer, join in on the nation's second largest election and drop in a vote or two for your favorite candidate. Listen, along with the game, treat yourself to a brisk, bright flavor of a sparkling glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. You'll join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Bottom half of the fourth inning, no score, and the first man up is Coleman. He attempts a bunt and pops it high in the air. Ken Johnson just stands there, waits and makes the catch. Cole Coleman, who struck out his first time up, now is 0 for 2. On a bunt attempt and with 1 out and no score, the batter will be Felix Mantilla. Felix bounced back to the pitcher his first time up. He came on at the game with a 279 average. Right-hand batting third baseman. And Ken Johnson now into the windup and to the plate with a knuckleball that's on the outside corner for strike one. Johnson now through 3 1/3 innings has given up no runs, allowed only 1 hit. That to Mark Thromberg in the on-deck circle. And he has struck out 4 while walking 1. There's a 1-strike pitch hit deep in the hole coming over Bob Willis. A good play as he throws over to first base in time. Willis covered up the ground quickly at shortstop, went in the hole, got in front of the ball, and threw quickly to get his man for out number 2. So the man who Maury Wills beat out, Bob Willis, turns in a good play as Marv Thornberry comes up. Marv singles to center field his first time up. He's 1 for 1, batting 251. 16 home runs and 48 RBIs. And Ken Johnson in the windup, and the first pitch to the left-hand batter is a fastball under the chin for ball 1. Johnson is not too fast, but his fastball looks fast after the assortment of curveballs, knuckleballs, and change of paces that he dishes up. Now the 1-0 pitch, a changeup that has popped up. Coming in at second base, Ken Aspermonte, correction, Joe Malfitano, and he makes the catch to retire the side. So Ken Johnson turns the Mets away 1-2-3 in the bottom half of the fourth inning, and the score stays the same at nothing-nothing. Now as we move along to the fifth inning of play, once again here is Lindsey Nelson.
All right, Ralph. Between games tonight, of course, we're going to be honoring Casey Stengel here, and there's another big special event that'll take place here at the Polo Grounds tomorrow. between games of the twi-night doubleheader against Houston, and tomorrow night also will be the only ladies' night of the year. Two Owens cabin cruisers will be awarded to Met players by Howard Close tomorrow night. One cabin cruiser worth $5,000 will be given to the most valuable Met player as voted by the fans, and a second cruiser worth $7,000 will be given to the Met with the highest score for hitting the Howard signs here at the Polo Ground. The winner of this vote will not be determined until the conclusion of the first game tomorrow night. Right now, Marv Thornberry is leading in that competition. Frank Thomas still has a chance to catch him. In addition, Kathy Kirsch, Miss Rheingold 1962, and Eileen Rogers, the beautiful TV performer and Broadway singing star of the musical Anything Goes, will help in the presentation. Howard Close will also present five complete wardrobes and five suits of clothes to fans who participate in the voting. Remember, Howard Close night, tomorrow night, Wednesday, September 19th. We're moving out of the top half of the fifth inning. Al Jackson, the starter, is still in there for the New York Mets, and up to lead off for the Houston Colt 45, Roman Mejias. Right-hand batter, the right fielder's been up one time, and he grounded out short to first. Jackson works with the windup and the pitch. It is high and away as Mejias shortened up and bluffed the bunt. Took the pitch outside for ball one. And the pitch is swung on, belted into left field. This is in there for a base hit. Thomas coming over to try to cut it off. It gets by him, and it goes on past and near the bullpen area. Hickman is up with it, relays it in. Mejias on his way to third. Dives in head first. There's no play on him there as Chacon runs the ball back to the infield. It's a triple for Roman Mejias. Frank Thomas came over to try to stab it and cut it off. It got on past him, and Hickman had to run it down in the bullpen area. He relayed it into Elio Chacon. And Roman Mejias went sliding in head first at third, and he has a triple. So the Colts 45 have it open up here in the top half of the fifth. An extra base hit, and that brings up Hal Smith. He's been up one time. Popped out to first base. Mets pull the infield in to try to cut off the run at the plate here. Now there is no score in this game, and we're in the fifth inning. Pitch is swung, and it's a high foul ball down the right field line out of play. Strike one count to the Houston catcher, Hal Smith. In the first inning, after Bob Lillis had flied out to center field, Joey Amalfitano doubled, and then he moved on to third on an infield out, but died there when Norm Larker grounded out. Jackson works with the full windup here. The pitch swung on and foul back out of play. It's strike two. Jackson got the Colts out in order in the second and the third with two men out. Bob Lillis doubled, but died there when Joey Amalfitano flied to right. And the fourth inning with two men out, Carl Warwick walked, but died there when Aspromonte grounded out. Now the Colts have opened up in the top of the fifth with a triple, their third hit of the night off Al Jackson. Al Smith backs out of the batter's box. Time has been called by umpire Tony Vinson. Now pitch is flying. It's a high foul ball coming back. Choo-Choo Coleman looking for a play. He's underneath, and Choo-Choo one-handed. Almost misjudged it and just managed to one-hand it for the out. And right now, with one man out and a runner at third, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, 810 on your dial, where the time is 1 minute past 7, the temperature 59 degrees.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy here at the Polo Grounds, and pitcher Ken Johnson, the right-hand batter, is up for the Colt 45s. The Mets still have the infield in, hoping to cut off the run at the plate. Jackson still works with the full windup, and the pitch swung on and foul back onto the screen for strike one. Ken Johnson has been up one time, and he popped up to first. This season he has been up 50 times, and he has four base hits for a batting average of .080. And Mahias is coming home. And the pitch is bunted. The squeeze is on. And he is in there with the run as the play is made. On over to first to Sally, or rather to Sammy Drake covering. It was a suicide squeeze, and they had Roman Mahias running on the pitch. It was tight and high, but Johnson managed to bunt the ball for the sacrifice that gets the run across. And the Colts are out in front here by a score of 1-0 on the squeeze with one man out. Now there are two men out, nobody on, and Bob Lillis is coming up. Ken Johnson, the big pitcher, almost neglected to run it out at all after he had managed to bunt the ball. He got out of the way of Mahias, of course, and then made a belated start to first base. This ball is running down to third baseline. Jackson Fields, it slips down. He has no play. And on at first is Lillis with a base hit. Jackson fielded the ball cleanly, but slipped down right on the seat of his pants and was able to make no play. So score that as a bunt base hit. Two men out, Joey Amalfitano coming up. He doubled the first inning and flied to right in the third. The Houston Colt 45 is leading by a score of 1-0 here in the top half of the fifth inning. Between games of tonight's Twi-Night doubleheader, Casey Stengel will be honored for 50 years service in the Major League. That pitch is high. It's ball one. Casey Stengel, of course, broke in with the Brooklyn Dodgers as a player. He played with the New York Giants. He began his managerial career with Brooklyn. He later managed the Yankees and is managing the New York Mets. So Casey has worn the uniform of four New York baseball clubs in his 50-year Major League career. Pitches outside for ball. It's 2-0. Speaking at a luncheon today, Casey said, "I have to hide sometimes in my backyard in Glendale, California, but I must admit I made most of my money in the East. Thank you very much." 2-0 is the count. That pitch is high. Three balls and no strikes now to Malfitano. Jackson takes a moment now to rub up the ball. Right in there for a call strike. It's 3-1. Colt 45 scoring their run on a suicide squeeze. Here's a throw to first, not in time. That play is very aptly named because if the batter does not happen to punt the baseball, it is certainly suicide for the base runner. Here's a swing and a line drive foul on the right field line. One hop on up into the stands. It's a full count. Joey Amalfitano. Lillis leads off the bag at first base. Thornberry's not holding him on. This pitch is swung on. Foul right down into the dirt. No play on it. That will bring Bob Lillis back. He, of course, was moving on 3-2 pitch with two men out. Jackson looking in to get a sign. Lillis leaves. He's off, and here's the pitch swung on. Line to right field. Christopher coming over, and he can't get there. He's going to have to play it off the wall. Christopher up with it. Lillis to third. And he is being held up at third as Thornberry, the cutoff man, takes the ball in the middle of the diamond. And Amalfitano pulls up at second with a double. His second two-base hit of the night. Here's the Colt 45s, runners at second and third with two men out and Jim Pendleton coming up. Well, Joey Amalfitano was not in the original starting lineup posted tonight by manager Harry Kraft. Johnny Temple was listed as the number two batter and second baseman, but a knee was bothering that he sustained in a collision with Joe Torre in Milwaukee, and he was told to work out, take batting practice, and see how he felt. He did not feel good. So Kraft decided not to play Temple, instead to play Joey Amalfitano. He has responded with two doubles and three times at bat.
Here's Fenlon. He's grounded out and flied out in two previous trips. Broken bat, one hopper to Chacon at short. He plays it over to Thornberry in time, and the side is retired. So in the top half of the fifth inning, the Colts 45 got one run. On three hits, there were no errors and two men left. And at the end of 4 1/2 innings of play at the Polo Grounds, the score is the Houston Colts 45-1 and the New York Mets nothing. Now a message from Rheingold Extra Dry, told completely with music. Bottom half of the fifth inning, and the New York Mets send up Frank Thomas, the number five man in the batting order. Frank has been up one time, and he walked. Ken Johnson, 6 feet, 4 inches tall, 210-pounder on the mound, a big right-hander into the windup, and here's the pitch to Thomas. Swung on and fouled off for strike one. Joe Christopher on deck for the Mets. Here, starting a little rhythmic applause in support of the Mets. Here in the bottom half of the fifth inning, breaking ball misses way outside, comes on back. As a matter of fact, glancing off the backhand stump of Hal Smith to corral it. 1-1 now. A 1-1 pitch. Low, and it's 2-1. In the second game of this Twinard doubleheader, Hal Woodishick is scheduled to go for the Colt 45s, and Larry Foss is scheduled to pitch for the New York Mets. Foss recently obtained from the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. Poker ball outside. 3-1 now to Frank Thomas. Foss pitched at Asheville in the Sally League this year, where he won 10 games in the last 5. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Swung on and foul back onto the screen out of play, and it's a full count to Thomas. Ken Johnson reared back and fired that one. Johnson tugging at the bill of his cap, looking in for his sign from battery mate Hal Smith. Tony Vinson indicates we're ready for play. And here is a payoff pitch. It's high. He walked in for the second time. Ken Johnson has walked only two. Both of them have been Frank Thomas. So the Mets have the potential tying run on at first now with nobody out and Joe Christopher coming up. Christopher's been up one time and he struck out swinging. He's looking down to Tricky Lavagetta, the sign man at third, see what he's doing here, strategy-wise. Thomas leads at first, being held on by Larka. The pitch, and it is bunted foul. Strike one to Joe Christopher. Had the sacrifice on. Sammy Drake is on deck for the Mets, with the Houston Colt 45s leading here by a score of 1-0 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Now Johnson with the pitch.
It is funny this time out in front of the plate. Hal Smith overruns it. There's no play on it. No play is at play. Runners at first and second.
Hal Smith trying to make the play on the bump overran it.
Gorit has a base hit. Gorit has a base hit for Joe Christopher. As the ball is bunted out in front of the plate, and catcher Hal Smith, in trying to barehand it to make the play on, he would have had no play at second base anyway. Trying to overrun it to make the play on at first, he overran it. So both runners are safe. And the official score interpreted as a base hit. Christopher and Sammy Drake is up there, left-hand batter. Let's see what he's doing. Here's the pitch, and he shortened up a little and took it outside. Ball one. Took that hand down the bat, so to lay it down, and then took it outside. Ball one. At third base, Bob asked for money. He's even with the edge of the grass. Now moves up the step into the cutout. Norm Marker is first in a similar position in anticipation of a bunt attempt. He's swinging, and it's a ground ball to go through. Scored, and as for money, flags the ball, the hole, Christopher at second. Sammy Drake is on at first with a single right and run batted in. Here was the play with Drake pulled in, or rather with Larker pulled in. Drake hits the ground ball between Amal Patana and Norm Larker for a base hit on out into right field. Thomas turned at third. Roman Mejia charged the ball, tried to come up with it, but simply flipped it up into the air. Couldn't find the handle for a moment. Then changed his mind, decided to throw to third, and almost overthrew. Aspromonte at third pulled him way off the bag. So the Mets have runners at first and second. One run in. The score is tied 1-1, and Jim Hickman is at the plate. Hickman, a right-hand batter with a wide stance. Still nobody out from the Hickman squares. Bunch the ball on the first baseline. Fielded by Johnson. You'd have to go to first. He does. The sacrifice successfully executed. As the play went, if you're scoring at 1-4, Joey Amalfitana covering at first base on the sacrifice, which has moved Joe Christopher to third base and has moved Sammy Drake to second base. And we'll bring up now pitcher Al Jackson. Action in the Colt bullpen. It's Russ Camera, right-hander. Veteran performer Russ Camera throwing in the bullpen. So the Mets have tied it up here, 1-1 in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and the Colts pull the infield in now to try to cut off a run at the plate. One man out. Big Ken Johnson looking in as he's done. Works straight away now. He's run to second and third. And Jackson hits the ground ball to Larker. He overruns it. And coming on to score is Christopher to play to first base is in time. But the run has scored. As Larker got his glove on the ball, knocked it down, overrun it by a step, had to pick it up and play it. On over to first to Malfitano in time. Holding at second, Sammy Drake. A run in, and the Mets are leading here by a score of 2-1 with two men out. Nelio Chacon coming up. Give Al Jackson a run batted in on the infield out. Chacon's a right-hand batter. He has lined out to left field and struck out tonight. Right arm pitches in there for a call, strike one. Choo-Choo Coleman now waiting on deck for the Mets. Ken Johnson comes set, and here's the pitch. It's high for ball. 1-1. This is the first game of a twi-night doubleheader here at the Polo Grounds. We'll have another twi-night doubleheader tomorrow night. Single game Thursday afternoon to be preceded with the completion of a suspended game. Breaking ball outside. It's 2-1. Al Smith steps a few steps out in front of the plate. Toss the ball back to Ken Johnson.
Ken Johnson into the stretch position. Drake leads at second. Throw to second. He's back safely. And Alfatana taking the throw back there. Second baseman, Julian Alfatana. Count to Chacon is 2 balls and 1 strike. The pitch swung on. It's a fly ball to center field. Carl Warwick moves over. Underneath and waiting, and Carl Warwick hauls it down for the out. Chacon is flat out to center in the bottom of the fifth. The Mets got 2 runs on 2 hits. There were no errors and 1 left. And at the end of 5 full innings of play, the score is New York Mets 2 and the Houston Colts 45, 1. Good feel, no hit. 4 little words that summed up a baseball prospect. Extra dry. 2 little words that sum up the story of New York's largest selling beer. And that has to be Rheingold Extra Dry Beer. Yes, Extra Dry tells you why Rheingold is so much more refreshing than other beers. Extra Dry tells you why Rheingold is so wonderful. Extra Dry tells you why Rheingold is a better beer. Brewed from the choicest ingredients, Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Brisk and bright and clean, clear through. And this happy fact you'll discover with your very first glass. Isn't it about time you enjoyed the difference dry can make? All you have to do is ask for Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. Have a glass right now. Enjoy fine, cold Rheingold along with our baseball game. We're going out of the top half of the sixth inning. And the Colt 45s will send up Norm Larker, batting number 4 in the batting order. Been up twice, grounded out both times. Left-hand batter. Facing left-hander, Al Jackson. Little Al with a windup in the pitch. That's a bunted at strike one. Jackson has a season's record of 8 victories and 18 losses. Pitches inside, 1-1. Here's a swing and a ground ball to second base. A big hop to Sammy Drake. He plays on to Thornberry in time. And Norm Larker has grounded out second to first. There's one away, nobody on. And Carl Warwick is coming up. Slide out to left and walk. Ball is bunted down the third baseline, a foul ball taken by Mantilla. That will bring Warway back, trying to bunt for the base hit. Goes to strike one. Up to right now, the biggest winner on the pitching staff for the Mets is also the biggest loser, Roger Craig. Pitches in there for a call. Strike two to Warwick. Craig has won 9 games and lost 23. The same thing is true of the Colt 45s. Their biggest winner is their biggest loser, Dick Farrell. He's won 9 and lost 19. Bob Bruce has won 9 and lost 8. Pitch is high. 1-2 now to Warwick. Jackson's pitch. On away. It's 2-2. The Mets 2 and the Colt 45s 1 here in the top half of the sixth inning. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swung out and missed. Strike 3. He struck him out. And for a little Al Jackson, that's his first strikeout of the evening. coming here in the top half of the sixth. Two men out, nobody on, and Bob Aspromonte's coming up. Lined out to Chacon at shortstop. Grounded out third to first. Pitch is swung on and has a high fly ball into right field. Joe Christopher coming in, and Christopher has it for the out. Top half of the sixth inning, the Colt 45s are out in order with no runs on no hits, no errors, and none left. And at the end of five and a half at the Polo Grounds, the score is the New York Mets 2 and the Houston Colt 45s 1. Say, what's your idea of a wonderful day? An excursion in the suburbs? Day on the Sound? Trip to a lake? Or maybe just a long journey into your own backyard with your portable radio? Well, no matter which, any day becomes a little bit more wonderful when you have refreshing Rheingold beer on hand. Yes, sir, Rheingold is something special when it comes to beer. And dry tells you why. Rheingold's way of brewing is long, slow, and costly, but you can measure the difference in taste. Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Brisk and bright and clean, clear through. And isn't that the way you want your beer to be? Sure it is. So make Rheingold your beer. Join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Find out for yourself why Rheingold is New York's largest selling beer. Have a glass right now, along with the game. We're going out of the bottom half of the sixth inning, and Choo Choo Coleman is up to lead off for the Mets. Ken Johnson works pitch outside for ball one. Choo-choo struck out swinging in the first inning and popped the ball up trying to bunt. In the bottom half of the fourth, trying to drag one. That is a maneuver he executes very well, incidentally. Uses his speed to excellent advantage. Pitch is low, and it's 2-0 to Choo-choo Coleman. That pitch is in there for a call strike. It's 2-1. Hey, hot dog. Swing and a miss. Choo choo. Taking a riffle. It's 2-2. She swung on in full foul. Count holds it 2-2 to Choo Choo. Leading off for the Mets here in the bottom half of the sixth inning, New York 2 and Houston 1. Johnson looking in for his sign. Starts the big pitching motion, and here's a 2-2 pitch held up and taken outside for ball. Choo-choo started to go. He had a big notion and held up at the last moment to run the count out full at 3-2. Johnson now with the payoff pitch. Swung on and lined in the right field for a base hit. Roman Mejia bobbles it a moment, picks it up, plays it back into first base, and Choo-choo goes to second. He's hung up between first and second. Amal Fatana running him back. Now Larka runs him back towards second, pick him, and Choo-choo is tagged out. Give him a base hit, a single, and he is run down between first and second. Tag was made by Lilly. So that play would go 9-3-4-6. So give Choo-choo a single, and he is out 9-3-4-6. Right field, first base, second base, shortstop. And coming up is Felix Mantilla, right-hand batter. Went up twice and grounded out both times. Pitch is on the way. And he is hit by a pitch ball, hit in the hip. Flings a bat up into the air and starts slowly down to first base, getting rid of the hard hat on the way. So the Mets get a base runner here in the bottom half of the sixth with one man out and Marv Thornberry coming up. Marv single in the second, popped out to second base in the fourth. In the National League this afternoon, the Chicago Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals by a score of 4-3. Paul Tolles was the winner for the Cubs. Harvey Bryant was the loser for the Cardinals. Carl Sawatzky and Stan Musial homered for the Cards. Here is a swing and a miss by Thornberry. Ron Santo had a homer for Chicago this afternoon. Los Angeles Dodgers are at Milwaukee in a later start. It's just a little tight to Thornberry. It's 1-1. Cincinnati is at Pittsburgh in a later start. Those are the only games scheduled in the National League. The American League, the Yankees are at Washington. Detroit this afternoon beat Minnesota 2-1. Bunning got the victory. Jack Curley took the loss. Boston is at Chicago in a later start. Cleveland at Kansas City a later start. Baltimore at Los Angeles play the Angels in a later start. Breaking ball swung on and foul off. Into the stands now to play, and it's 1-2 now to Marv Thornberry. New York Mets 2 and the Houston Colt 45s 1. First game of a twilight doubleheader at the Polo Grounds. Lots of baseball yet to come here tonight. And between games, Casey Stengel is going to be honored. 1-2 pitch, swung on, and missed. Strike 3, struck him out. Two men out, runner at first. Frank Thomas coming up. He's been up twice, and he walked both times. That's the fifth strikeout for Ken Johnson. Swung on, and it's one big hop to Lillies. He plays over to Amalfitano for the force that retires the side. Way there going Lillies to Amalfitano. 6-4, and in the bottom half of the sixth, New York Mets are out with no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. And at the end of six full innings of play at the Polo Grounds, the score is the Mets 2 and the Houston Colts 45-1. And coming in here right now, Bob Murphy.
Thank you very much, Lindsay. You know, the Army-Syracuse game this year will be played right here on the Polo Grounds, a big college encounter on the 29th of September. And in addition to the Army-Syracuse football game on the 29th of September, spectators will have the opportunity of viewing the United States Corps of Cadets, who will put on one of their stirring and memorable parades right here in the ballpark before the game. And tickets for this two-for-one show are now on sale at all three of the Met ticket outlets located at the Polo Grounds, Grand Central Station near the 42nd and Vanderbilt Ramp, and the Long Island waiting room of the Penn Station. So make your plans now to get your group together and see the Army-Syracuse game on September 29th in the Polo Grounds. Well, I'll bet a lot of the folks are taking this opportunity to check their supply of cool, refreshing Rheingold Extra Dry. Yes, sir, Rheingold is beer as beer should taste, and dry tells you why. Keep plenty of cold Rheingold on hand now for every Mets game. In the seventh inning, Ramon Mejias leads off against Alvin Jackson. Mets leading by a score of 2-1, first game of a doubleheader. A smash hit hard to right center, a base hit, it may go up the alley. Running over is Christopher, he grabs it in right center, and he holds him to a single. So Ramon Mejias, the right fielder, now has 2-for-3. He tripled his last time up. The batter now is the catcher, Hal Smith. New York, 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. Houston, 1 run, 6 hits, and no errors. Now Smitty, right-hand batter waiting, and a throw to first by Jackson, not in time. Al Smith has been up twice, fouled out to Thronberry and fouled out to Choo-Choo Coleman. Up goes the leg, down comes the Army bunt, but it's foul, no play. Right now, while they're retrieving the foul ball, we'll take time to pause for station identification.
810 on your dial, WGY Schenectady. The time is 29 minutes until 8. The temperature, 58 degrees.
One strike count on Hal Smith. Roman Mejias on first. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Mets in front by a score of 2-1. Jackson delivers to the plate. A swing and a base hit to left field. Thomas moving over toward the line. He's up with it. And now Mejias turns second and holds up there. Now the pitcher, Ken Johnson, is scheduled up, and he will hit. He laid down a real good bunt on a suicide squeeze play to get the only run home for Houston in the fifth inning. And now with a bunt situation, Harry Kraft is sending Johnson up to hit. He had Russ Kimmer warming up in the bullpen in the event he wanted to send up a hitter. Mets looking for the bunt. Thronberry coming up the line toward home plate. Jackson looking in for his sign from Choo-Choo. Now Jackson off the stretch. Delivers to the plate. He tries to bunt. Foul ball. No play. Bob Lilith, the on-deck batter, and then Joey Amalapatano. Now Jackson up in pitching position. Pickoff play, throw to second, not in time. Mejias dashing back. Mets trying to put on a pickoff play with Mejias trying to get as much lead as possible off second in the bunt situation. Ken Johnson, big right-hand batter waiting. He turns around, pitch out, no throw made. Sammy Drake broke in to take the throw at first base on the pitch out. But the first base runner, Hal Smith, had not wandered far enough off to warrant a throw from Choo-Choo. Count is even, 1 ball, 1 strike. Now Jackson in the set position. Delivers to the plate. He's around the bunt but doesn't offer at it. It's low and inside, ball two. Two and one, the count on Ken Johnson. Now the pitch on the way. He bunts, fair ball, a real good bunt. Play to third, the ball is thrown away into left field by Al Jackson. Mejias is coming down the line with a tying run. Boy, that was a beauty of a bunt by Ken Johnson. He is quite a bunter. Jackson fielded the ball near the third base line. He was running at full speed toward the line. He would have had a tremendous time trying to turn around and throw the runner out at first. He took the gamble on throwing to third and throwing off balance, threw the ball into left field. It will be scored as a sacrifice, and an error will be charged to Al Jackson. And now the game is tied 2-2. Runners on first and third, nobody out. Bob Lillis, the leadoff batter, is up against Jackson. Pitch is in the dirt. Choo-choo scoops it out. 1 ball and no strikes. Game tied up now, 2-2. Hal Smith is on third, and Ken Johnson is on first. Twice in the game, Harry Kraft has had his pitcher, Johnson, bunting, and both times he has done quite a job. Outside to Bob Lillis, ball two, 2-0. Phillips has 2 for 3, doubled in the third inning, and bunted for a base hit in the fifth inning. Now Jackson checks the runners, and the pitch to Lillis. He pops the ball up on the right side of the infield. Backing up for it, Sammy Drake. On the rim of the grass, he takes it for the out. Let's hand the infield in, and so Sammy had to hustle back to the rim of the outfield grass for it. One man away, here's Joey Amalfitano. Amalfitano has 2 doubles and 3 dimes up. Houston, 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. New York, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. Malfitano, right-hand batter waiting. Pitch thrown by Jackson, a swing and a miss, strike one. Mets have the infield hoping for a shot at the double play. Throw to first by Choo-Choo Coleman is in the dirt, but Thornberry blocks it. It was a delayed throw by Choo-Choo. He was going on the surprise element with that one. He almost surprised everyone. Now the pitch to the plate. A ground ball hit hard, and it's a base hit through the hole going into left field. Al Smith comes in to score, and Houston goes out in front 3-2. Malfitano now has 3 for 4 in the game. To two, the Colt 45's in front. Runners on first and second, one down. The batter is Jim Pendleton. Big left fielder, right-hand batter. Grounder hit through the hole, a base hit going into left field. Grounding third is Johnson. He'll be held up there as Thomas whips the ball into Choo-Choo. And now the Colt 45 have the bases loaded with one out. They now have combed Al Jackson for 4 hits here in the seventh inning. Now they send the sign down to the bullpen, and we'll get some warm-up action going for the New York Mets. Coming on to hit will be the first baseman, Norm Larker. Larker hitless in 3 times up. Twice has been thrown out by Sammy Drake, and once on a hot shot on the ground by Marv Thornberry. Marv made a good play going off to his right to take the hard grounder. Left-hander against left-hander. Al Jackson facing Norm Larker. Ball one, outside and low. Bases loaded, one man out. And the cleanup hitter, Norm Larker, batting. Now Jackson has his sign, winds and pitches. Inside and low, and he falls behind him, 2-0. Greg Anderson loosening up in the bullpen. First game of a doubleheader, and we're in the seventh inning of the opener. Mets have the infield playing Larker as the sole batter. Elio Chacon shaded towards second. He checks the swing, but it's over for a call strike, 2-1. Now Coleman setting up the target. The pitch on the way is rammed hard in the ground. Base hit going into right field. Johnson is in the score. Rounding third and hitting in is Amalfitano. And 2 runs cross the plate. 5-2 now in favor of the Colt 45. Hard ground ball hit by Norm Larker just beyond the reach of Sammy Drake. Runners now on first and third. So the Colt 45 have now scored four runs on five hits. Aided by one error, and they now lead 5-2. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Now the hitter is Carl Warwick. Warwick has flied to left, drawn a walk, been struck out. He's 0-2. Foul ball, no play. He is the number two man on the Colt squad in the power department, home runs and runs batted in. And he's done a good job for the Houston club since they acquired him in a swap for Bobby Shands early in the year with St. Louis. Infield back and straight away looking for two. The outfield is drive to left. Over his head, he ducks under it. One ball, one strike. Jackson gave up three hits in the fifth inning, but seemed to regain his touch and got the side out in order in the sixth inning. He now has given up four runs on five hits in the seventh. A towering pop-up. Coming up the line is Mantilla toward home. He's in foul ground. And Felix takes it for the out. Now there are two away, and the ninth man up in the inning is Bob Aspermonte, the third baseman. Aspermonte has lined out to short, grounded out third to first, and flying to right. He's 0-3. Mets led 2-1 coming into the seventh inning. Houston with four runs in, now leading 5-2. Here's the pitch on the way. It's over at the knees for a call strike on Bob Aspermonte. Aspermonte hitting at 244 on the year. Tall, slender, right-hand hitter. A fly ball hit deep to center. Back goes Jim Hickman. He's drawing a beat on it. And he makes the catch. The side is out. So the Houston Colt 45 batted around at the top of the seventh inning, scoring four runs on five hits. One error. That was charged to Al Jackson on the wide throw at third. And two men left on. The score at the end of six and a half innings, Houston 5, New York 2. Say, did you ever feel that your cigarette had suddenly changed signals on you? Now, that brand you're smoking, it tasted okay when you first smoked it. Has it suddenly begun to taste hot and dry? Now, when that happens, it's time you made a real change. Time you came up to the menthol magic of cool and felt that extra coolness in your throat.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking cool. You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to cool.
Cool's menthol magic brightens taste,
refreshing all day through.
Feel extra coolness in your throat as cool comes through for you.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking cool. You're not smoking cool, cool, cool enough till you come up to cool.
Fans get cool filter kings or cool without filters. Now the Mets hope to start fighting back into it as Joe Christopher leads off against Johnson. And the big sidearmer triggers a fastball in for a call strike. Sammy Drake on deck and then Jim Hickman. Warm-up action continuing for the Mets as they get down toward the tail end of their batting order. He pops the curveball up out toward the mound. Coming up is the first baseman, Larker. He takes it for the out. Ball caught in fair territory, about halfway between home and first. One away and nobody on. The batter now will be Sammy Drake. Sammy singled to right field in the fifth inning. His single to right scored Frank Thomas, who had reached on a walk. Now Ken Johnson, out of his windup, delivers. Sidearm curve over, a strike call. Five to two, Houston leading, last of the seventh inning. Taken low, one ball, one strike on switch hitting Sammy Drake. Bolly Hemus coaching at first and Cookie Lavagetto at third. He bunts it, but it's going foul down the third base line. Sammy Drake trying to start things off by bunting his way on base, but it goes foul. Count one ball and two strikes as Drake returns to the plate. Remember now, we have a doubleheader tomorrow night. It also is the only ladies' night of the year, so we hope you gals are planning to be here. Then action on Thursday afternoon starts at 1:30. The first order of business will be the completion of the suspended game, followed by the regularly scheduled game. One and two on Sammy Drake. The pitch by Johnson. Strike called. It caught the inside corner. Drake was thrilled by it. He was falling back to the plate, but it was over. That's strikeout number six for the veteran right-hander. Two outs and nobody on now in the home seventh. The batter is Jim Hickman. Jim 0 for 1, fouled out to Hal Smith, and then gave up his turn at bat in the fifth inning to help build a run. Ground ball, just foul, just foul, and what a play by Astrobani. He made a head-first dive across the line and managed to smother it. Bob Aspermonte on Thursday, with the business of the completion of the suspended game, will find out whether or not he owns the National League record. Johnson winding, delivers the pitch. Right in there, a call strike on Jim Hickman. Jim hitting at 253. Struck him out. Ken Johnson fanning Jim Hickman with a breaking ball. His seventh strike out of the game, and he had a strong seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Now seven innings complete. The score, Houston 5, New York 2. Well, I'm sure as a memento of the return of the National League to New York this year, you want to be sure and get your copy of the new and completely revised New York Mets yearbook. You know, it contains the history of the many famous sporting events which took place right here in the Polo Grounds. Boxing and football as well as baseball. Biographies and photos of all the Met players, manager Casey Stengel, and the coaching staff. And pages of action pictures. It may be purchased here in the Polo Grounds or by mail. Simply write to Mets Yearbook, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. Enclosed 50 cents. This will be a souvenir that certainly will become a collector's item and one I'm sure you'll enjoy having in your sports library. Now the eighth inning. And Roman Mejias, who started off the four-run uprising in the seventh for Houston, will be leading off. Mejias has 2 for 3. He tripled in the fifth inning and later scored. He came in to score on the well-executed suicide squeeze play. And then he singled to right center field, leading off the seventh. Nine men came up and four runs crossed the plate. Alvin Jackson, out of his windup, delivers. He has to jump to get out of the way of that one. He made him wiggle. One ball and no strike. Now Jackson cranks up, delivers. A changeup is popped up. A fly ball to short left. It may drop. Out goes Chacon. Oh, what a kick! Chacon. Beautiful beautiful play by Elio Chacon. That fly ball was punched right down the left field line. And Elio, after a long and desperate run at the last moment, reached high and made a backhanded stab to take it right out of the air just when it seemed certain to drop for a base hit. Elio went a long way to get that from his shortstop position over to the line and pretty far down the line. One away and nobody on. The hitter is Hal Smith. Knee-high pitch over for a call strike. Smith had a base hit to left field in participating in the four-run seventh inning. Now Jackson looking in for his sign from Choo Choo. And the off-speed pitch is a little bit high. One ball, one strike on Hal Smith. For the 45s, Scott Deal on the lines at first and Lumen Harris at third. Fastball outside. He started to go and then he held up. And now the count is 2-1. Houston, 5 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. New York, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. Now Jackson out of his windup delivers. Low and outside, ball 3, a 3-1 count on Hal Smith. One delivery, foul ball. There's a hard drive that goes up against the auxiliary scoreboard in foul territory, so now the count is full, 3-2. Jackson hasn't had his usual real good stuff going for him in this game tonight. He has struck out only one man. Now the payoff pitch to Hal Smith. Ball 4. It just missed outside. He took a little bit off on the pitch. Second walk given up by Jackson. Now Ken Johnson will be coming on to hit. Twice in the game, Ken Johnson has laid down real good bunts. Squeezed to run in the fifth inning. Laid down another real good bunt in the seventh inning, and Jackson fielded the ball, tried to make a play at third, but threw wide. He's around to bunt, and the pitch is outside. One ball and no strike. Now Jackson ready, delivers to the plate. He bunts the ball back toward the mound. The play goes to first. Sammy Drake covering on Jackson's throw. So once again, Ken Johnson moves the runner along with a bunt. Two men down, a runner on second. Top of the eighth inning, and the leadoff batter and shortstop, Bob Lilith, comes up. Lilith has 2 hits and 4 times up. Doubled in the third inning and bunted for a hit in the fifth inning. Now Jackson off the stretch delivers. Ground ball bounced to shortstop. Elio Chacon is up with it. He whips to Thornberry and the side is out. In the eighth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. Now at the end of 7.5 innings, the score, the Houston Colts 45-5 and the New York Mets 2. So you know, popularity like Rangold has doesn't just happen. It's a result of millions of people agreeing that Rheingold has what they want in beer. A refreshing difference they can recognize right off. And two little words tell you what that difference is. The two words, extra dry. Yes, sir, extra dry tells you Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. And it is the beer for you. Rheingold is a better beer because it's the dry beer. It's a wonderful beer for those wonderful days we all like to enjoy. You know, even the flavor has a sparkle to it. You'll find that out with your very first glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Well, why not do it right now? Join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Yes, sir, think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. Buy some today, tonight, tomorrow, or the first chance you get. Discover the difference the dry makes. Ask for Rheingold Extra Dry Beer. Now, Richie Ashburn has come out to bat for Al Jackson. Richie has been sidelined with a sore shoulder. He injured the shoulder in Houston. He made a head-first dive across the line in deep left field trying to make a great play. He can swing the bat all right, but the problem is with throwing. He had x-rays taken of the shoulder, and they were negative. By the way, x-rays on Gene Woodling's right knee also proved to be negative. Gene was hit by a pitch. So Richie Ashburn is up against Ken Johnson. He runs up as if to bunt and does an offer. One ball and no strike. Richie, by the way, has gone 11 for 25 as a pinch hitter this year. As a pinch hitter, his batting average is 440. Johnson cranking up, delivers to the plate. And this is over for a call strike. One ball, one strike. Richie hitting at 304 on the year. A smash it hard right up the middle of base hit for Richie Ashburn. So Richie, the pinch hitter deluxe, singles sharply to center field. Richie hoping to close out another 300 seasons. He's been a great hitter over the years. Now Elio Chacon coming up at the top of the order. Richie's first year in the National League, he hit 333. A little bit low, it's ball one. Next pitch on the way, bounced foul down the first baseline. Now Harry Kraft has given the bullpen a call, and fireballing Don McMahon is up and working. One ball, one strike on Elio Chacon. A throw to first, it's not in time. Johnson off the stretch. Delivers a little bit low. 2-1 now on Chico. We'll have a new pitcher in the game for the New York Mets as we go into the ninth inning. Right here, Ashburn is on first. Richie single to center, hitting for Al Jackson. And the count on Elio Chacon is 2-1. Elio hit less than three times. Up his line to left, struck out, fly to center. He doesn't offer it the bun, he gets square around in the count 2-2. Now Ken Johnson in the set position. Delivers to Chacon, a drive in the air to right field. Mejia slips, now comes in and makes the catch. Lamont Mejia slipped, but righted himself in time to come in a couple of strides and take it for the out. One away and one on now, the last of the eighth inning. Here's 2-2 Coleman. 2-2 singled his last time up. Well, with that speed of his, he let it get to be too much for him. He went too far around first and got hung up and tagged out in a rundown between first and second. Here's the pitch on the way, and the knuckler is inside. One ball and no strikes. The Mets have been out hit 10-5, Houston leading 5-2, and we're in the last of the eighth inning, the first game of a doubleheader. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Choo-choo came in the game batting at .256. He now has hit safely in the last 11 ball games that he has started. Swing and a miss on another knuckleball. 1-2 the count on Choo-choo Coleman. Now the stretch by Johnson. Long pause and time called. Real long pause taken in the set position that time by Johnson at the last moment. Choo-choo asked for time and it was granted by umpire Tony Benson. So it's one ball and two strikes. Felix Mantilla will be up next. Then Marv Thornberry. Ground ball slowly hit, charging in as second baseman Al Fatano. He plays to Larker in time, getting Coleman. And moving over to second on the play goes Richie Ashburn. And right now, before Felix Mantilla steps in to hit, we'll step out for station identification.
8:10 on your dial, WGY Schenectady. The time is 1 minute past eight, the temperature 58 degrees.
Bob Murphy with Ralph Kiner and Lindsey Nelson from the Polo Grounds. Mets trying to get it going here in the last of the eighth inning. Ashburn on second, two men down. Mantilla reached base when hit by a pitch his last time up. Knuckleball outside, one ball and no strikes. Now Johnson ready. And Felix pops the ball high in the air. A foul ball chasing it as Hal Smith back toward the visiting dugout. And he has it for the out. Bad retired in the last of the eighth inning. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left on. So eight innings complete. The score, the Houston Colt 45, 5, and the New York Mets 2. Fans, we'd like to remind you that tickets are now on sale for the New York Titans American Football League home opener with the Denver Bears. The Titans will be opening on September 30th here at the Polo Grounds. And tickets for all future Titan home games are on sale at all New York Met ticket outlets. That means the advanced sale window here at the Polo Grounds, Grand Central Station near the 42nd and Vanderbilt ramp, and the Long Island waiting room of the Penn Station. You know, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. How about you? Just about enough time now to open up or order up a Rheingold before we get going again. And as we get going, we move along to the ninth inning. The New York Mets will have a new pitcher in the ball game, and here to tell you all about it is Ralph Kiner.
Okay, Bob, it'll be Craig Anderson with a record of 3 wins and 17 losses. Craig's wins all coming in relief. Big strong arm right-hander from Washington, D.C. And he'll be working against the Houston Colts 45, second, third, and fourth batters in the lineup. It'll be Joe Malfitano, who has 3-for-4, Jim Pendleton, who has 1-for-4, and Norm Locker, who has 1-for-4. This will be Anderson's 46th appearance of the year. He has pitched in 118 and one-third innings, giving up 140 hits, walking 57, and striking out 60. He has an ERA of 5.72. The Chicago Cubs defeated St. Louis 4-3 in a day game. The winning pitcher was Paul Tolt. Losing pitcher Harvey Brants. The two pitchers were exchanged by their individual ball clubs just previous to their starting assignment. Cincinnati will be playing Pittsburgh. It'll be Jim O'Toole against Earl Francis. Los Angeles scheduled against Milwaukee. A game to get underway at 9 o'clock. San Francisco and Philadelphia not scheduled. Now we're all set to go as Craig Anderson goes to work, and his first pitch is a strike call. Pitching to Joe Malfitano, right-hand batting second baseman. Joe, 3-for-4 for the night. He has driven in one run, and he has two doubles. And he looks at a pitch outside for ball one. One ball, one strike. The American League action shows New York and Washington. Ralph Terry against Tom Cheney. Cheney, his last time out, struck out 21 batters in 16 innings. Detroit defeated Minnesota 2-1 as Jim Bunning picked up the win. There's a ball hit down the short to Ilya Chikhin. He drops the ball. Ball bounces off his arm, and it'll go as an error. That is the second error in the game. And Joe Amalfitano is on for the fourth time and five times at bat. And that brings up Jim Pendleton, who is 1-for-4. In the Detroit-Minnesota game, Jim Bunning pitched a four-hitter. He was helped out by Terry Fox in the ninth inning. The losing pitcher was Kralik. He went all the way, giving up six base hits. Boston is scheduled against Chicago and Cleveland against Kansas City and Baltimore against Los Angeles to complete the American League action. Now the first pitch to Pendleton. It's bunted out towards the third base side. A good bunt. Anderson picks it up. Throws the first base to Sammy Drake in time. It's a sacrifice bunt. Moving on down to second base on the play is Joe Amalfitano. 1-4 for your scoring. No time at bat. And with one out, the batter will be Norm Locker. Norm 1-for-4 with two runs batted in. Colt 45 scored four runs in the top of the seventh inning to take the lead by a score of 5-2. The Mets had taken the lead away from the Colt 45 in the bottom half of the fifth inning when they scored two runs to take it at 2-1. Right now, it's 5 runs, 10 hits for the Colts. 2 runs and 5 hits for the Mets with Norm Locker batting. Left-hand batting first baseman. And Craig Anderson with a long look at the sign. Into the set position. A look at second base, and the pitch to the plate is outside and low for ball one. Al Jackson, the starting pitcher, went 8 innings, gave up 5 runs, and he was charged with 10 base hits. He struck out only one, walked 2. Anderson now up on top. And back to the plate. It's inside for ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes with 1 man out. Top of the ninth inning. The score 5-2 in favor of the Colts. The first game of 2 games here tonight and the first game of a 5-game series. The Twilight Nighter tomorrow night. Game time at 6 o'clock for the first game. Next pitch is a curveball outside to Norm Locker, so the count moves to 3 balls and no strikes. On deck batter is Carl Warwick, right-hand batting center fielder. Locker getting the sign from Harry Kraft, coaching at third base, as to whether or not he'll be hitting away. Harry, the manager of the Colt 45, also coaches on the line. Now the 3-0 pitch. Locker takes low. It's ball 4. So Anderson walks his first man. That is walk number 3 picked up by the 45s here tonight. 2 coming off Al Jackson. And it puts runners at first and second with one out and brings up Carl Warwick. Carl is 0-for-3 with a walk to go along. And Anderson now to the plate with a fastball that's low. 1 ball and no strikes. Colt 45 has 5 runs on 10 hits. The Mets have 2 runs on 5. Now Anderson back to work. And the 1-0 pitch. Hit hard on the ground down to Mantilla. He bobbles the ball, picks it up, goes to throw to second base, then held the ball. So it's all runners safe. The bases are now loaded. And it scored an error on Felix Mantilla. That ball was hit sharply. Felix took the ball in the half off, then dropped it. Reached down, picked it up, started to go to second base. No one there. He had no play. And by that time, all the runners had moved up. So the bases are loaded now with 2 out. And there it goes to Mantilla, and it brings up Roman Mejias, right-hand batting right fielder. Now, Elias is 2-for-4, and he takes Lowell for ball 1-2. Moving up to third base, Norm Larker, and on down to second base from first is Bob Aspermonte. It's a wild fit pitch. And the Colts now with 6 runs on 11 hits. The Mets have 2 runs on 5. And the count is 1 ball and no strikes to Roman Mejias. Changes to 2-0. And Anderson now into the windup with runners at second and third. And the pitch back to the plate is swung on and missed for strike 1. 2 balls and 1 strike. Colt 45s have runs in the 5th, 7th, and 9th innings. The lead 5-6-2. Now Anderson with a curveball has popped off the hands. And it's a chance for Choo-Choo Coleman. And he makes the catch to retire the tie. But in the inning, 1 run crossed home plate. Without a base hit, there were 2 errors in the inning. And 2 men were left. And the score at the end of 8 1/2 innings of play. The Colt 45-6, the New York Mets 2. Now a popular question put to music by none other than Guy Lombardo.
Who is the girl? Who be the girl? Miss Rheingold, 63. She be a beauty. She be really cute. The only girl for me. Carol, Loretta, Eileen, Beverly. Is Prue or Chris the one girl who will be that famous girl, that charming girl, Miss Rheingold, 63?
This is Guy Lombardo. Who will be Miss Rheingold 1963? Your vote may decide who'll have the fame and fortune of representing Rheingold Extra Dry, the beer that gets most New Yorkers' vote. So vote now.
They're all so charming, I'm in such a fix. Guess I'll just have to vote for all 6. Who is the girl? Who be the girl, Miss Rheingold 63?
It's the last half of the ninth inning. The Mets need 4 to tie, and Marv Stoneberry leads off. He takes the curveball inside for ball 1 from Ken Johnson. Johnson now through 8 innings has given up only 2 runs. He has allowed 5 hits while striking out 6 and walking 2. It'll be Stoneberry, Thomas, and Christopher. And the next pitch is hit on the ground down to second base, picked up by Amal Fatano on the second hop to throw the first in time for out number 1. So Ken Johnson there in the bottom half of the ninth, and a 4-run lead his way, has 1 out of 3, and the batter now is Frank Thomas. Frank has walked twice and hit into a forced play. He is 0-for-1. Also has scored 1 of the 2 runs in the game picked up by the Mets. Right-hand batting left fielder. And now Ken Johnson, the right-hander, with his first pitch to Frank. A check in the swing, but not in time for strike 1. Al Jackson, the starting pitcher. The pitcher of record in the ballgame for the Mets on the losing side. Ken Johnson has gone all the way. And now Johnson, after starting to go into the windup, stops as time is called, and Frank Thomas steps out of the batter's box. 1 man down, bottom half of the ninth. The score is 6-2 in favor of the Colts. Johnson with a let-up. It's swung on and missed. Strike 2. Johnson with a knuckleball has been very effective. His last time out was a real heartbreaker for him. He pitched a 1-0 game and lost it on 3 hits to the Dodgers. There's a let-up for strike 3, a knuckleball. Thomas foul tipped the ball. It was caught by the catcher, Hal Smith, and 2 men are now down. That's strikeout number 7 for Ken Johnson. And it brings up Joe Christopher, the last hope for the Mets. Joe has one hit and three times out. That came on a bump. Right-hand batting right fielder. Looking now at Lavagetto, the third base coach for a hitter take sign. On-deck batter is Sammy Drake. Two men out. The score 6-2 in favor of the Colts. Bottom half of the ninth. And the first pitch is outside for ball one. Christopher shortening up as Zodabun took low. One ball, no strike. Now Johnson back to work, and the 1-0 pitch is high for ball two. So the count now, two balls and no strikes. Mets need four to tie. Here's the windup and the 2-0 pitch. Christopher takes all the way. It's strike one. Two balls and one strike. Christopher is batting over 333 for the last month. He's been a hot batter. Now the 2-1 pitch is foul down to Cookie Lavagetto in the third base coaching box. Cookie takes a look at the ball, throws it to third base umpire Frank Sicori. Sicori looks at it, throws it to the third baseman Bob Estramani. Estramani takes a look at it, throws it to the pitcher. So the count now, two balls and two strikes with two men out. And the 2-2 pitch by Johnson, a curveball that's inside and high for ball three. Full count now, Joe Christopher with Sammy Drake, the on-deck batter. Ken Johnson with a long look at the signs now into the windup. And the 3-2 pitch, the curve hit sharply in the left field, a base hit. So Joe Christopher keeps the inning alive by singling the left field with two men out. It brings up Sammy Drake. Sammy with a base hit and a run batted in the fifth inning. 1-for-3 in the game. Left-hand batting second baseman. Hit number 6 off Ken Johnson in the game. Colts have a total of 10 hits with their 6 runs. Mets have 2 runs. Here's the first pitch to Drake. It's fouled away for strike one. High fastball. Drake late on the swing. 0-1 with 2 men down. Christopher at first base not being held on by Norm Rocker. The one strike pitch to knuckleball that's outside. One ball, one strike. First game of two, another game to follow in about a half an hour after this one is over. Now the 1-1 pitch, a knuckleball that's inside for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Drake shortening up as though to push a bunt down toward third. Defending there, Bob Estramani. He's right on top, about even with the bat. He's alive for the occasion. Two balls and one strike as Johnson goes back on top and comes back to the plate. And the fastball to the plate is fouled away to move the count to 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. At Washington, Mickey Mantle has just homered with two men on to give the Yankees a 3-0 lead with the Yanks still batting in the top of the first inning. Ralph Terry against Tom Cheney. Well, Mantle, his 28th home run of the year. Now the 2-2 pitch, a curveball swung on a miss for strike three, and that ends the ball game. Strikeout number 8 to retire the side, and the Houston Colts 45s win the first game of this series. In the inning for the Mets, no runs on one hit. There were no errors, and one man was left on. And the final score of the game, the Colts 45-6, New York Mets 2. Don't forget that after this series, which will end on Thursday, the Chicago Cubs will come in for the final series of the year. They'll be playing a night game on the 21st, Friday night, a day game on Saturday the 22nd, and a day game on the final day of the season here at the Polo Grounds on Sunday the 23rd. They'll be bringing in Ken Hubbs, the fielding sensation for the Chicago Cubs, to set a new Major League record for fielding as a second baseman. Also, Ernie Banks, two-time most valuable player in the Major League,
along with George Altman and many other fine stars. And of course, this will be your last chance to probably see the Mets or see any baseball for that matter here in the Polo Grounds, as the Mets will be playing over at Plushy Meadows, commencing with the 1963 series. You know, the pipe tobacco for relaxing in the man's world is the Walter Raleigh. Whether you're out at the ballpark or listening to our broadcast at home, you'll enjoy Sir Walter from the very first pipe ball. Here's a tobacco with real aroma and a good natural flavor. Sir Walter's flavor comes from a special blend of choice Kentucky Burley tobaccos, extra aged to their peaks of mildness. Sir Walter Raleigh is known as the brand of grand aroma. It's kept fresh, too. 44% fresher in the new pouch pack. You'll like Sir Walter's pouch pack. And when you're at home or at the office, you'll like Sir Walter Raleigh in exclusive knob-top vacuum pack canisters. These humidor canisters keep Sir Walter Raleigh factory fresh. Get Sir Walter Raleigh in the new pouch pack or in the exclusive knob-top canisters. Large economy size or half canister. Sir Walter Raleigh smells grand, packs right, smokes sweet, can't bite. So relax in a man's world with Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco. Well, Ken Johnson went all the way for the fifth time this year to give the Houston Colts 45s their first victory in this five-game series. For the Colts, 6 runs on 10 hits, they made no errors and left 9 men on. For the Mets, 2 runs on a total of 6 hits, they made 3 errors in the ball game, and they also left 9 men on. Johnson, the winning pitcher now with a record of 7 wins and 15 losses. The losing pitcher was Al Jackson, and that was his 18th loss of the year. Make that his 19th loss of the year. He has won a total of 8 baseball games. Jackson went 8 innings, gave up 5 runs. He allowed a total of 10 hits in the game, and he struck out 1 while walking 2. He was relieved in the 9th inning after being taken out for a pinch hitter by Craig Anderson, and Craig gave up 1 run without allowing a base hit. There were 2 errors in that inning, also a walk and a wild pitch. The wild pitch allowing Joe Malfitano to score from third base. For Ken Johnson, he worked 9 innings, gave up the 2 runs, and allowed 6 hits. He struck out 8 batters in the ballgame and walked 2. And the Colt 45s now have taken a lead here in the Polo Grounds on the yearly series. By winning the ball game, they have now won 3 of the 5 games played. At Houston, they have won 7 of 8 played there. And on the season, they stand with 10 wins of the 13 games played. For the Mets, it was their 54th loss in the Polo Grounds and their 112th loss of the year. And Houston now away has won their 46th game. And their overall record is 57 wins, with a total of 91 losses on the season. The big hitter for the Colt 45s, Joe Malfitano, he was on base 4 of the 5 times that he came up. He had a total of 3 hits, including 2 doubles. Also chipping in with a long triple, Roman Mejias, and a single to go along, and Norm Larker drove in 2 runs with a single. For the Mets, their base hits came at Chichu Coleman, single to right field in the 6th inning. Also picking up a hit, Marv Stromberry in the 2nd inning. And Joe Christopher had 2 for 4 to increase his batting average. Sammy Drake chipped in 1 hit to drive in 1 run. And the other run was driven in by Al Jackson when he grounded out to the first baseman. As a pinch hitter, Richie Ashburn continued to hit well as he came in to pick up a single.